סימן מם סיפה להניח מיטה כנגד צידוי דינם כתאפס מהגלויסה. To put the tefillin on the side of him also is considered a bizoya, but sometimes a person moves around and they roll over it. So the only het would be if it's on the bed above his head. It's another point that Mishabur discusses. They used to have, in some places they still have, in the bench, so the seat that someone's sitting on, there's a kobi underneath it. So people are sitting on whatever's underneath it, and underneath it they put the tiles and tefillin. So he says, there's a whole machlokes, if you put your tefillin there, you're allowed to sit on the chair, because you're sitting on top of the tefillin. But Maisi says that if the tefillin don't fill up the whole kobi, there's a tefach on top of that, then it is permitted. And the Maisi says that a Baal Nefesh, a Yir HaShemayim, should never sit on something that is tefillin underneath it, because Tusha tefillin is very poshut. He does say, though, in the Shabura, that if this kobi, tefillin, is nailed into the wall, then you are allowed to sit on it even though it's still inside.